I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 495. Does everything happen for a reason? We mean well. Sometimes, when someone's in pain, going through a very deep valley, we want to say something encouraging and comforting. But often, we should just keep our mouths closed and be present and pray silently for them, because we often end up saying things that either aren't helpful or aren't true. We might say, God needed another angel in heaven, so he took your loved one. Or, evidently, you're strong, so God put this trial on you. Or, just remember, everything happens for a reason. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Sometimes what we say isn't loving, even if we mean it to be. We've been using Larry Osborne's book, 10 Dumb Things Smart Christians Believe, as the springboard for our episodes. Today is the final topic we'll use from that book. Osborne acknowledges that we all should see God as sovereign king, because he is, and God is good. But he also cautions against believing that God is the direct cause of every event, or that God wants everything that happens to have happened, or that God thinks everything that happens is good. Did God cause Adam and Eve to eat the fruit? Did he cause David to sleep with his neighbor and then have her husband killed? Did he cause Cain to kill his brother Abel, and so on? Give me about five minutes to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of God's word, ask a great question, pray with you, and close with a challenge that I hope will help us be more loving to God and others. The verse in question is Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. At first blush, it seems to say that everything that happens is just one more part of God's plan. But that would mean all rapes, all murders, child abuse, wars, lies, everything is what God wanted. Listen, friends, there's a difference in saying everything that happens is good and God is at work in everything that happens. There's a difference between the two, and the difference is extremely important. The truth is, some things that happen are our own self-inflicted wounds. Some things that happen because we live in a fallen world. Some are foolish decisions that come with big consequences. We can't lay it all at God's feet. Osborne rightly points out that believing everything happens for a reason, as opposed to God can work in everything for good, has disastrous consequences. Because if you believe that God is behind everything, I mean intentionally, deliberately behind everything, then it can cause anger at God. If God wills everything that happens, then we can understand anger at God for child abuse and rape and so on. And it makes no sense, because sin is never God's will, by definition. Also, it can cause us to gloss over sin. If everything is God-ordained, then how can we be upset over any affair or gossip or whatever? God must have wanted it. Such thinking is nonsense. It can also cause irresponsibility. If God guarantees that everything will work out for good no matter what I do, then I can screw up because God will just patch it up. And finally, it leads to, as Osborne writes, misplaced hope. Hope that God will fix everything if I just wait long enough. Which is true in the coming full kingdom of God, but maybe not in the kingdom of the world. Okay, so if Romans 8:28 doesn't mean that everything happens for a reason, what does it mean? Well, I'm glad you ask. Again from Larry. The beauty and promise of Romans 8:28 is not that the progression of disease will eventually prove to be a good thing. It's that no matter how bad things may get, God's ultimate and eternal purposes won't be foiled. In other words, God is good and God is with us, and his good and eternal purposes can never be thwarted. Here's the great question. So now, do you believe that everything happens for a reason? And how do you back that up with Scripture? Let's pray this prayer from connectusfund.org. Oh God, you are my refuge and my strength. You are my ever-present help in time of trouble. When it seems like my world is crumbling around me and I'm thrown about by the storms of life, take away my fear. When I'm weak, you are my strength. When I'm vulnerable, you are my refuge. When I cry for help, you will answer. Remind me, Lord, that you're always with me, and you'll never leave me or forsake me. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 496. In the meantime, God is all-powerful, and his will not be sidetracked but sin is not his will. Yet even in sin and sadness and human tragedy from bad decisions in a broken world, God still works for good. What would you say when someone asks, "Does everything happen for a reason?"